You know, you have thing up above the fireplace where you could sit.
Mantelpiece.
Okay. And do you remember an old fashioned name for that?
A what?
Old fashioned name for mantelpiece. If in any of these things, you know, I asked you about, if you think if there's a difference between what people used to say and what they say now, I'd be interested in hearing about that.
Yeah.
But they always call that the mantelpiece.
Okay. And the black stuff that you clean out of the chimney, or that forms in the...
Smut.
Okay. Any other name for that?
Smut.
Uh-huh. Or soot?
Some of them call it smut, some say it's soot, but it all mean one thing.
Okay. And the things that you have to shovel out of the fireplace.
Ashes.
And talk about things that you have in the room. That thing over there is a... Call that a... That you can sit in over there is called a...
Dang, you talking about a rocking chair. That's what they used to have. But okay. You didn't have nothing like that.
Uh-huh.
Rocket chair.
Okay. What about this thing we're sitting on?
You didn't see none of that.
What do you call this now?
So, sitting.
Any other names?
No.
What about sofa?
Sofa. This wouldn't be a sofa, would it?
What would a sofa be?
It's a little old.
Look like a cot.
Cot, one man bed. Look like a little one man bed.
I see. That's the type of thing I'm interested in,
because,
you know...
Well, that's what they used to have, some of them call it a little bunk.
Uh-huh.
You didn't have a thing, but just made like a little one-man bed full of a teak sort of with moss in it.
Uh-huh.
And you slept on that, a moss pillow.
A moss pillow?
Yeah.
You mean moss like they grow outside?
Yeah, growing them trees out there.
Kill the moss.
Kill the moss. You take the moss out of the tree,
Carry
it and put it in the wash water and boil it.
Uh-huh.
Take it out and hang it on the clothesline, let it dry.
Uh-huh.
Pick it up and stuff it in a pillowcase, thing.
Key.
And tick.
Uh-huh.
Throw it up, put a pillow strip on that and put it in there to sleep. Yeah.
I never heard of people doing that.
Well, that's the way it's done when I come up.
In Georgia, they wouldn't have moss like that. So.
What they have? Some of them used to put straw in the pillow.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I've heard people using straw. Mm-hmm.
Straw pillow and straw mattress.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, all that is coming here when I come home.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What might you have in your bedroom to hang your clothes up in?
A kneel up in the house.
Okay. What if someone had something a piece of something built besides, if they didn't have the nail, what might they have?
See a nail number, but a nail.
It's true.
Well, they didn't never have nothing. They pull off that coat and hang it up there and drive nails all along against the walls, one for the hat, one for the coat, one for the shirt and all like that. That's all I was seeing.
Uh-huh.
When I was coming up. You didn't see no coat racks or nothing. I did when I was coming up. But if you got now.
What do you have now in your room?
Coat racks.
To hang up your clothes in?
Mm-hmm.
Is that what you still have?
Mm-hmm.
What about, have you ever heard of wardrobe or chiffon robe or something?
We don't have nothing like that.
What are they like?
Well, it's just like a closet in the house.
Uh-huh.
Ain't it, maybe? Yeah, it's just like a closet. It's just like closing them rooms in yonder.
Uh-huh.
It's got a strip in there and you just hang on that all the way from one end of that thing to the other. And hang on that and put your clothes on your hanger.
Uh-huh. And you call that thing a
wardrobe.
Okay.